you know, we had a little surf update from Seaweed Steve earlier telling you the conditions looking slightly gnarly for early morning wave today. But if you have been catching a regular surf splash over the last 4 weeks or so down at Salt Rock Main Beach, well, you will have noticed a recent arrival on the scene on the food front, and a really cool mobile, I guess, restaurant, you could say, in the car park, serving up the most amazing pancake creations. Well, there's a story there, and I'm going to give you the story right now, because this is what we do on Radio Life and Style. We introduce you to the who's who, people you need to know in town, and you need to know Gerard Buerta from Papa G's. He's in the house with us right now, and on a Wednesday morning, Gerard, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing, my friend?
Mike, thank you, and thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. Obviously new for me, and it's a huge opportunity to get out on the air and to promote my business, so thank you.
Hey, we're very excited. I love meeting and greeting new arrivals in town and new businesses, putting a spotlight on what's good in the hood, and the word is, your pancakes are really good. So let's talk about the story. What made you decide to start this new venture, this new business?
Actually quite an interesting story. I don't realize at the age of 64 I'm going to start making pancakes for a living. But I also wasn't planning to lose my job a few months ago, and I had a few opportunities but nothing realized. And then one day I was literally driving around in Balito. We fairly new here. I only moved down to Balito in April this year.
Okay.
And I was looking for a pancake. I craved for a pancake, and I realized I could not find a traditional, what I call a boere pancake.
A pannekoek.
A pannekoek. And hence the idea was birth. And then someone introduced me to a man in Pretoria who's called Johan Pannekoek. That's actually his name. Yeah, that's what I call him. He's been doing it for 8 years. And the reason I share it is we actually went up to Pretoria to see our children, and I spent 4 days with him in his mobile trailer.
Wow.
Getting training and showing me the ropes and yeah.
Amazing. So you've learned the proper tried and tested technique to produce outstanding pannekoek.
Yes, correct. If I say outstanding, the recipe is unique. I mean, you will not find it in any cookbook, any recipe book.
Oh, really?
Johan Pannekoek's actually trimmed it to perfection over the last 8 years. And he, just to give you an idea, and I know it's not about him, but I mean, he's a man that actually started me off. He does 600 pancakes between 7-11 every morning.
What?
At 12 o'clock, and he closes his trailer and he goes up. He is wow. So known in the business. He even supplies his mix to home bakeries. So yeah, it's a unique mix. And I've had so many people already coming back to me and obviously order again and again and again. So they've never tasted a pancake like this.
Wow, so that tells you something. And the reputation is starting to spread now throughout the Balito, Salt Rock and surrounds. And where does the name Papa G's come from?
I used to be in the motor industry, and a few of my sales staff couldn't say Gerard. Whether it was Gerhard and Carrot and God knows what else. And then I believe there's an actor with the name of Papa G. I don't know. I don't even know the show. And one of the guys said, he said, but I remind him of the guy, and he started calling me Papa G. And it just stuck, and everybody started calling me Papa G. And when the pancake idea came up, I thought, well, that will be a good idea for my pancakes, to call it Papa G's Pancakes.
This is awesome. Now, a good few years ago, there was a different restaurant with a different spelling in town, an Italian offering. It's not that. This is a whole new Papa in town, Papa G's. And where are you based for those who are now listening and who are feeling less for a pannekoek?
I'm based literally in the parking area at Salt Rock Main Beach by the Surf Life Saving Club. I mean, if you drive from Balito side, you're driving up north, it's at Ocean Drive, I think. Mm. I mean, you cannot miss the trailer. It's in the parking area right next to the road. It's a bit hidden coming from Salt Rock side, but then I've got a signboard outside on the pavement also showing Papa G's pancakes.
And when it comes to your normal operating times, obviously you're in the studio right now, so for anyone driving past the trailer right now, it'll be closed. But when and where are you normally there?
I'm open 6 days a week, Mondays to Saturdays, most of the days I start at 7. Monday mornings I start 9:30 because then I do all my buying, getting ingredients, and mm-hmm. also try and have a quick breather and a break. And then I close at 5 in the afternoon unless I run out of pancake mix. Sometimes I sold out earlier and then I close shop often. And Saturdays I'm there from 6:30 until 3 in the afternoon.
Okay. And because I'm assuming you've got it's a mobile trailer situation, can you be hired for parties or events?
It was quite a difficult choice to make. I've already been invited to functions and sport functions at schools.
Mm.
But my first priority is to serve the public.
Okay.
And what I don't want is to make a quick buck somewhere at a sport facility and people drive to where they know they can find me and I'm not there.
Yeah.
So I turned it down and I just said, no, I'll be in the parking area 6 days a week, and doesn't matter the time of the day, people phone in, people WhatsApp in, they take my number, take their orders, or they come in the queue and they wait for their pancakes.
Brilliant. And do you have a signature pancake or a most popular order?
Most popular is by far the normal traditional cinnamon sugar, and that's what I thought I'm going to do. And within a week, I mean, I had the locals ask me, what else do you offer? And I said, well, what would you like to see? And that's hence a few signature pancakes were birthed. One very popular one is Nutella.
Oh, yeah?
It's not cheap. I mean, everybody knows the cost of Nutella, but very, very popular pancake.
Wow.
Then I have Nutella Crush, where I added a bit of crushed peanuts in.
Ooh.
I've got a caramel. I've got a caramel crush. And then I've got a normal, like a hazelnut spread as well. So, yeah, there are a few options. But the big seller is your normal traditional.
Hey.
And then also, obviously, supply plain pancakes without any fillings. People want to take it home and make their own, like, supper, and then make their own filling, like whether it's a mince or chicken or whatever.
Yeah, savory or sweet, that gives you an option.
Yes.
That's really, really, it's a cool story, man. It's a local story. And what would you say is the secret to you being successful right from day one?
I think hard work. I've never realized making pancakes is hard work. My day starts at 5 in the morning, and most times it finishes at 8 in the evening. Because when I'm finished and I close shop, it's still all the washing up and the cleaning up. Thankfully, my dear wife is in. She helps me a lot. She does a lot of my purchases and help me with the cleaning afterwards and preparation. I start with some of the preparation of the mix the previous night already. That's why I say my average day runs from 5 to 8 every day. And then I get up 5 in the morning and I do the rest of the mix, and the missus drops me off and there I go. But it's hard work, dedication. And then you don't have a choice for sunshine, rain, wind. I mean, we experienced all of it in this last month, but I'm there and I'm open.
This is the word. You're hearing the story from the man who is now becoming quite rapidly a local legend in and around the Salt Rock Beach. Papa G's is the name of the brand, serving up the most incredible pancakes with a recipe you will not find anywhere. Gerard Buerta is the man behind the pan, and
like
you can have it, the man behind the pan. And Gerard, for those that are listening, who want to send you a little WhatsApp maybe and put an order in for today, what is the best way to contact you?
Best way is WhatsApp. Is can I give my number?
Yeah.
It's 083 787 1388. Just WhatsApp, and if possible, give me a heads up and just say I would like 10 traditional, and I'll be there around about 3:00. Then I'll have your pancakes ready, especially with the bad weather. People don't want to stand in the rain or in the wind. And I'm already finding that 50% of my customers just WhatsApp me orders. My number is on the trailer as well, if you didn't get it. Like, a lot of people just take a photo of it. They save me on their phones, and I already know. I mean, I've got everyone on my phone. I mean, all their surnames are pancake. So I've got a Charlotte pancake, and I've got a Ronell pancake, and I've got a John pancake. And
okay, I love it. So if you want to add your name to Gerard's contact list with the surname pancake, then that number one more time. Are you ready? Get your phone out your pocket. Are you at your desk? Here we go. 083 787 1388. 88 and save that on speed dial for Papa G's, the most amazing pancakes in town. Gerard Boete, the legendary man behind the pan. And Gerard, I'm going to let you get back down the hill now, because I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of hungry tummies that need their daily pancake fix today. But thanks for giving us the story behind Papa G's, and we're definitely going to be supporting you and seeing you down at Salt Rock Beach for some great pancake chow this week. What do you say?
Super, Mike, thank you so much, and thank you Radio Life and Style for the opportunity. I mean, especially with a new business, I don't think anyone could ask for a better opportunity to actually start your business. So thank you so much.
It's a great pleasure. It's an awesome story. Local brand, and support local folks. If you're feeling already like your tummy is grumbling, then you know where to go. Papa G's. I'll sort you